You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back, Rudrance, for Black and White Sports. Let's talk about my favorite NFL receiver of all time. I consider him one of the best, and I also think Michael Irvin is one of the best analysts in the business. Oh, my God, he's so pro-Cowboy, I know, and I love it. He's unapologetic about how much he loves that team and Jerry Jones. Regardless of how many people try to cancel Jerry, and now they're trying to cancel Michael. I mean, literally, the Cowboys could be playing a team, and the betting line is other team by 12, and Michael Irvin will be like, 27-24 Cowboys. The wide receivers will make all the difference, and I love that. The most physical wide receiver I ever watched, and I love how passionate Michael is when he gives those speeches, and because there is something wildly authentic about Michael Irvin. Well, as you can figure, he's going to the Super Bowl to do NFL Networks, be a part of their coverage. And of course, this weekend, they would have been my go-to to get ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, except Michael Irvin is not going to be there, okay? Not going to be there because we've got some really strange, in my opinion, a very suspicious kind of allegation that is just formed out of nowhere. Let us not forget the incident with Eric Williams back in the day proved to be fabricated. And another person tried to pull this shit in 2017 with Michael. And he sued them back, by the way. Let's get to this. I mean, my God, in this day and time, you cannot even look at another woman, it seems like, without somebody trying to cancel you. Man, back in the corporate days, back in the 90s, early 2000s, mid-2000s, they would have literally canceled every employee in the building where I worked. Jesus, come on. Real life, folks. Michael Irvin, New York Post. Michael Irvin sent home by NFL Network after Super Bowl. From Super Bowl after woman's complaint. Michael Irvin has been sent home from NFL Network's Super Bowl 2023 coverage after a woman at the hotel made a unspecified complaint. Quote, Michael Irvin will not be part of the NFL Network's Super Bowl week coverage. NFL Network spokesman Alex Rithmiller said in a statement to the Post, Irvin, 56, told his side of the incident on an interview with Shan and RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas on Wednesday morning. Quote, Sunday night, when I came into the hotel, they asked what I did, and I said I just went straight to my room. Irvin said, but I guess I met somebody in the lobby, talked to somebody in the lobby for about a minute, and then went to my room. Then after that, I got up there. They said they had to move me in the hotel. I said, move me in the hotel for what? So they moved my hotel. Yikes. And I said, what's going on, guys? What's happening? Why are we moving hotels? They said, well, last night you walked in, you talked to somebody. I said, I didn't talk to anybody. I went straight to the room. Then they showed it on camera that I did talk to somebody. I talked to this girl for about a minute. I don't know what. They didn't show it to me. They told it to me. Wow, okay. So instead, we're going to tell you what we think happened. They told it to me. I didn't see it. But that's why they moved me, because I guess the girl said I said something to her within that minute that we talked, and so they moved me. That's why I'm kind of hiding to wait and see how everything comes down, Irving continued. It was a minute meeting somewhere in the lobby. I don't even remember it, really, because I had a few drinks, to tell you the truth. Irvin told the Dallas Morning News that there was no physical interaction with a woman beyond a handshake. During his playing and post-playing career, Irving faced several allegations of misconduct. In 96, Irving and former Cowboys offensive lineman Eric Williams were accused of assaulting a Cowboys cheerleader at gunpoint under the influence of cocaine. It was later revealed the accuser fabricated the story, and she pled guilty to perjury and filing a false police report. That's what's got to happen in these cases. Also in 96, Irving...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Irvin was arrested in a hotel that included topless dancers and cocaine. He pleaded no contest to cocaine possession charges and was suspended for the first five games of the 96 season. He was also arrested for felony cocaine possession in 01. The charges were later dropped. In 2007, Irvin was accused of assault stemming from an incident at a casino in Florida. He did not face charges in the incident, faced a civil suit, filed a counterclaim, and the matter was ultimately settled outside of court. In 2017, he was accused of assault. He denied the allegations, and no charges were ultimately filed. Man, this is interesting. I'm sure you're thinking, but wait a minute, you came down on Deshaun Watson. Look, Deshaun Watson had, what was that report by the New York Times? A suspected 100 women? I mean, look, if it smells like shit, it's usually shit, all right? When you've got that much going on, something sinister is probably happening, all right? So, yeah, I did come down on Deshaun Watson in a different way. We don't know what happened here. Nothing has come out, actually, that pertains to any kind of specific allegation against Michael Irvin. All I know is, once again, in this society, we got a dude that just got canceled by some unnamed woman over some unspecified reason that we don't know about, but boom, automatically he is trapdoored and walked out. I smell bullshit. I call bullshit here. I don't like this. I do not. Michael Irvin. And look, ESPN literally gets Michael Irvin on First Take. Why? Michael Irvin draws eyeballs. Okay, he works for NFL Network. They literally pull him over. They have paid him and pulled him over to First Take because he's that valuable. People want to see what Michael Irvin's got to say. Michael Irvin will trend on social media the night before he's scheduled to come on First Take because people are already talking about how is Michael Irvin going to react to blah, blah, blah with Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. I mean, come on, there are some people in sports that move the needle. Michael Irvin is one of those guys. He'd move the needle when he was on the field. And for some reason, I guess women just think, hey, Michael Irvin got some stuff in his past. Maybe they think he's an easy mark. But obviously, the NFL Network is just going to blindly, without specifying what actually happened, going to accept, listen, and then cancel Michael Irvin, walk him out so he will not be covering the Super Bowl. I am really disappointed in that. Tell me what you think, Black and White sports supporters. That is a damn shame. Now I got to watch Fox NFL on Fox. Ah, the hell with it. Maybe we'll live stream. I don't know. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.